quest.
Yo, every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay on
HoodHype.com.
New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rappers are piped on. I can't front, these brothers keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales is hype strong. Always on the Hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the quiet storm. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music, if it's dope they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen made it. You get an interview, promoted like you know the man. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay with
HoodHype.com.
Quest. HoodHype.com. Let's go.
Yeah, man, what's good, baby? Episode number 54, man. HoodHype.com, man. What's going on, J-Mac?
What's up, man? What's up, everybody?
Man, what's good, everybody, man? Thanking all y'all out there, man, who showed us support and helped us out with the fucking hip-hop honors, but fuck VH1, dog. They get clapped the fuck up, man. For real. What the, man, dog?
Dude, I ain't saying shit.
Y'all, shit, you said enough on the blog. I saw all your anti-VH1 shits,
fuck,
man.
Fuck them. I'm going to go Kanye West.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, for those of y'all who don't know, the fucking hip-hop honors aired. I hate even talking about the fucking award show now because I'm fucking, I feel jaded, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, like they got over on everybody.
Yeah.
So, the hip-hop honors was aired on Monday, the 8th, and it told everybody that was nominated, you get the results during the show. The show comes on. We sit there watching all fucking 2 hours of that shit. I keep calling J-Mac. Yo, when you think they gonna do it?
You got it yet?
Yeah. You seen it? You heard it? No, they ain't did it yet. Okay.
You get that so, skin so soft in the commercial? You see that?
Fuck. So man. The whole thing goes on, man. 2 hours. We watch every fucking commercial.
I read every letter of every fucking credit at the end.
Nothing. Nothing, dog. Even the dude who won a producer battle, dog. What he get? Like his little, what, 10 seconds? With people talking over his shit? Man, dog, yeah, they
were like dirty. Oh yeah, that's the shit. They were going to commercial. They were like, they started playing a beat for like 5 seconds. She's like what you hear? That's DJ special effects.
And so, man, here's I want to get into why we were so upset, man. Basically, we had websites like Crunk and Disorderly. Shout out to Fresh.
God, without
my
doubt.
Man Donna Don, Smart Up Nas, cats over there on SOHH. People on MySpace supporting us. All these people putting their time and effort into something, and then there's no payoff. You didn't get a chance to see what the fuck, you know, happened to us or where we came in at. And then the other thing where it gets into the money is like Crunk and Disorderly, man. She gave her top banner, which anybody who knows anything about websites knows the top banner is where you collect your chips.
Yeah.
The fucking money spot for advertising on a website. She devoted that space to us for like, what, 2 weeks or a week and a half?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Money out, you know, money gone, man.
Yep, just looking out for her.
Looking out for us and then nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit, VH1, man. Y'all got over. And so basically, everyone had these little fucking hip hop honors banners all over the place.
Oh, man, our site was green and brown.
Hell yeah. Free promotion for they ass, man.
Without a doubt.
Driving people to their fucking shitty ass website. And then.
Fuck, day goes by. Yeah, the fucking. That's the other shit is it aired. And they said it was going to be posted on the 8th, which was the day that it aired.
Yeah,
day goes by.
Nothing.
Nothing. Another day goes by. Nothing. Middle of the next day. There it is.
They fucking dicked us, dog. They dicked everybody, man. Every website that was nominated, they got over.
And I talked to at least two people who are nominated. I'm not dropping any names, but they're pissed as well. So fuck them, man.
They should be, man. Everyone got the right to be pissed about that, man. Fuck that, man.
Anyway, we're going to continue. We're going to continue.
Enough of VH1. Fuck them. We got a banging ass show for you, man. Seven fire tracks today, dude. Straight up heat. Big shout out to K-Beta, man, the winner from episode number 52. We tried to hook up an interview, but... scheduling conflicts wasn't going to work out. We've talked to him before, though. The dude is super cool. So much love to K-Beta, yeah. man.
Make sure you cop his albums. He's dropping Live from the EP and the other one, which...
Oh, yeah. The one you can't say.
Yeah. He's offering those both on iTunes.
The autobiography. Enough serious shit, though, man. Let's get dumb real quick, man. We got Nifty kicking it off, man. Episode number 54. Yeah. Yeah. We gon' be here all night. Say the word bird, flipping these little monkeys. Do your two steps, that's stunning on these monkeys, man. Ghost ride the whip and get stupid. This face on them hoes with who you with. Meet me in the club, these niggas do it a day. North, south, east, dubs do it a way. Lean with a meme, mud, let the place know that you came with a team. So it's time to get ghost. And if you rollin' with me, then you rollin' with a T. And if you rollin' with a T, then you rollin' with a G. Cause we be drop top grinding with hot time. Bitch, no lying. Grab a girl, flip it to a rip all night. Ayy. From the Met to the Bay, the Bay to LA, LA to the A to A, bet this way. When it come back to me, I pass it all around. Ayy. We get it poppin' in the club, get it poppin' in the parking lot. Got a two-step to let them know your boy hot. I spit the sick shit, that's why them boys not. I run around town with a diamond and chop, chop. You hear them chirping, bet I be working. Listen, little mama, won't you go down low? When you go down low, you can go, and if you go even low, we can dip to the soldiers. You'll find I'm easy. The rap game need me, and I want you, so it's that damn easy. You ain't gotta do much, just do a little network. Just for the occasion, you gon' do a little network. Back to the club, and I'm back with a mud. 44 man, you better back on up. 40 plus rips, let it stack on up. Much respect to the baby, that's the man on up. We be drop top grinding with hot signs. Tell me with a bitch, no lying. Grab a girl, flip it to a rip all night. You understand that I rep that Bay, rep that A. I reside in the Mac, that's why I rep this way. West Coast mind frame, down south swag. Nickname Green, flow money in the bag. I see you flaunting, little mama, something I already had. I must send her ass off with some money in a can. But I do this nightly, true spit, fight me. Little bit of, and a little bit of hype. You got a nigga from the Mac, a little different from the pack. I don't ride it, rice, Rockies, white walls on the lap. But I be going 18, what you know about that? Choking, blowing, great green, what you know about that? Got a team full of spitters, what you know about that? Now we're six to the Bay, what you know about that? So we be drop top grinding with hot signs. Club dummy with a bitch, no lying. Grab a girl, flip it to a rip all night. Ayy. From the Met to the Bay, the Bay to LA, LA to the A to A, bet this way. When it come back to me, I pass it all around. It, bro.
Hey, man, I bet you can't guess what state Nifty's from.
You already know that, man. Sack the fucking the Yay area, or right around Oakland, man. That Northern Cali sound. Yep. Shit's hot, though.
Yeah,
shit's hot. Real quick, man. Some other shout outs, man. Blackjack Scans posted some love for us, man. J Crew over there at V4Vortex.com. Crazy shout out to him. DJ Static on WeFunk out of Montreal. What's that? Juicy News. blogspot.com.
they
helped us out over there, and then James, of course, forgot to mention. James
hiphopdirectory.com
for sure, man. And also we forgot to mention too, we did win the fucking best podcast over there at the Black Weblog Award. So even though you ain't black, but
I know, man, I was about ready to go the J Smooth route, be like, you know, the award won for I didn't even know I was black category.
Hell yeah, man. So you know, we ain't doing too bad. And by the way, VH1, we did come in fucking fourth, which...
Fuck him.
It's bullshit, but...
Third runner-up. I didn't take it fourth. Third runner-up.
That's a better way to put it.
Fuck him.
But yeah, man, on the other shit, though. Fuck VH1. Detroit, yo. Baby, what's going on in the D, man? That shit was crazy as hell. If you was over on our blog, man, you probably saw this flyer for DJ Lish was throwing the light skin party.
Yep.
Now, the flyer said all light-skinned females get in for free. Was it light-skinned females and guys or just females?
No, just females and Libras.
Yeah. And the shit just looked, yo, it just reeked of ignorance, man. We saw that shit. My homeboy, Sincere, you know, threw that over to me and fucking let J-Mac see that shit too, man. And it was just fucking, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, so he's like, yo, what, we couldn't get in there? He's like, we go, they gonna keep us out, huh? And so the shit just spread like wildfire. You posted that shit up?
Yeah, and then Fresh posted it.
Yeah, man. And
fucking Media Takeout posted it.
Everybody posted it. A lot of people was coming fucking beefing with you too about the post.
Yeah, because of the shit with the, because it said Dear Detroit, you're making it worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's
shit.
it's not like Detroit's promoting racism of any sort. Even though we are the, you know, most racially segregated city in the whole fucking country.
Yeah, Detroit is on some crazy shit when exactly. It comes to race. But yeah, though, man, fucking people just got a little bit sensitive about it. But the shit was just, I'm sorry, man. You see something that's ignorant, it's ignorant. Ain't no way around it.
But you know what? He admitted to it.
Yeah,
the dude admitted to it, and that's that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So peep game. By the end of the week, man, the shit made so much ruckus on the internet that the DJ said, you know what? Fuck it, man. I'm canceling. It was in the Detroit News, the Free Press, all that shit, man. Shit was hilarious.
Come interview us, goddammit. We want to talk about it. We'll talk to the Detroit Free Press.
DJ Lish, hit us up, man. We can, because, I mean, he tried to explain it. Like, he said he was planning on having a chocolate ladies thing in a couple of weeks.
Well, he just, the thing is he dropped it like it was just a, you know, like a party. I don't think he thought it through well. He admitted that he didn't think it through well.
Yeah.
Now he's got activists and people sending him hate mail. People offering to blow him up for.
Actually, because I first saw the flyer, I'm like, man, I hope a whole bunch of dark skinned girls go there and beat the shit out of all them light skinned girls. Beat them yellow girls' asses. Put the smack down on them. That shit would have been funny as hell, man.
Wait a second. Yellow.
Yes, sir.
What about, I thought it was Redbone. Yeah. What?
Many names, man.
Dude.
Many names.
Come on, man. God damn it. I can't keep up.
Nah, man. It's right, always whatever. Something new. Always, man. Shit, you ready to jump into another one? We got enough tracks to run through today, dog.
Man, we got seven.
Seven of them,
it's a half hour of music for you. Have fun with that one.
Heck yeah. This shit is sick. Hey, I'm about to play this Righteous Scrolls, this PA with Tragedy. Yes. Dog. This shit right here? Fire, man. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here. Y'all listen to this shit, man. Hoodhype.com, episode 54.
Oh, my God. Niggas eating off my plate and shit. Prince Ali.
Yeah. Hip hop is alive. Hip hop is alive. Yo, Hugh Hefner swagger. Sharper than a dagger. Beaker. Consecutive felon. Menard Street shit ain't a secret. Killers protect me. Convicts learn to respect me. Vixens love to sex me. Saying my scar's sexy. Judges wanna fry me. Cause they predicted I would die. Choking on my own blood inside the lobby. These rappers throwing gangsters in their rhymes on some gay shit. Mind to take mine. You know the codes we was raised with. High fat me. The feds are never fine with my match me. Stay true. Unlike a fat cat did the pappy. Inconceivable fly shit, to say the least. The guard's rhymes is exotic. I blow aquatic. I'm trying to Scarface after the credits. Never die, rock the slug proof under my sweaters. Release my soul to the dark depths of the streets. Police the beast and they love eating dark meat. No firearm, you blow at the guard of prosper. Salute my G's, skyline, boomerang, hoffa. Hip hop is alive, hip hop is alive.
We're all around, you got to recognize.
Hip hop is alive, hip hop is alive.
One, two, three, four, five.
Hip hop is alive, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I'm letting you know,
Prince Ali.
Yo, your son peep the objects on the street logic. From a place where they aim and cock it. Gain profits, spit it like a prophet on any topic. Hoes try to spot them, hoes wanna lock them. They can't knock them, can't stop them. Wrote the laws of the art of war. Yo, pardon me, Paul, point the forge, you phony frauds. Send them forth to them holy lands. Touch the grains of the holy sand. Yeah, yo, Allahu Akbar. By far, can't touch us, Paul. In the name of God, Rahman al-Rahim. That's defining my team before my peeps rode up. Locked and deceased, to keep a cock at the beast. Until we rushed off these streets, eat cuffs up with teeth, bust slugs for peace. Ain't no sleeping cause it costs the dreams, of course the tease. And dot your eyes, prophesy son to stop the lies. And yo, my stocks gon' rise, rolls amongst killers. That'll stick you with 9 for 5. Never worked a 9 to 5, land full of homicide. Where the preachers lie, son is do or die. This why we die for the dope. To get that bread, son, they poppin' the toast. Slingin' crack off the stove, then we stack it in fold. Yo, it's the righteous scrolls. Another story gets told.
Hip hip-hop is alive. Hip-hop, hip-hop is alive.
We're all around, you got to recognize, recognize.
Hip-hop is alive, hip-hop, hip-hop is alive.
One, two, we're going to get over there.
Hip-hop is alive, hip-hop, hip-hop is alive.
That's that jazzy shit right there, man.
Yes, it is alive.
I love that shit, man.
Very much alive.
Shouts to Insights on the beat, man.
Yeah.
That shit right there. Woo.
That's some hip hop out of Toronto.
Is it?
Canada.
Really? Damn, I didn't even peep the city.
How often do we get stuff from Canada that's
not
hot?
Not too often.
Ouch, that hurts.
We probably got a lot of Toronto listeners, too. I'm sorry, y'all. No. But somebody, sorry, I don't know, like, man. I've had the Canadian debate. But what's that one fucking website? Project Bounce, man. I used to go to that shit. Yo, they was fucking haters. Like,
of the United States?
Yeah, man.
Fuck them.
That shit was, man, they used to be on there posting, you know, trying to promote music and shit back in the day, man. Them cocksuckers over there, boy.
Don't even give out their website. Website's prbnfuckyou.com.
Hell yeah, man. But shit, yeah, we got some indie news for y'all, man. First one is an alumni of Hood Hype.
Yeah.
Homeboy Quest, man. Who does the Hood Hype intro that we use most of these weeks. Dropped a new free mixtape called Dirty Money. Yep. If you want to check it out, go to myspace.com/QuestFire. Man, cop dude it. Is a good dude, man. Puts out good music. So I'm telling you, that mixtape is probably flames, man. I need to holler at him myself to grab that one.
Yeah.
And then Donnie Goins, man, a dude that... Fuck, we going to play one of his damn tracks, man. I swear to God.
Well, why don't we just pull one up right now?
We should pull one up.
We'll pull one up. We'll get one up.
Pull one up and then bring it back.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, because Donnie, man, is one of the dudes to me. He got a good buzz going right now. Another NY cat doing it big, man.
Not signed to anybody.
Anybody. Doing it the indie route, grinding. Shit, man. We got a couple tracks we're going to post up. We've already posted a couple up on the blog.
Yep.
But shout out to Donnie, man. Go to myspace.com/DonnieGoins.
And we'll post that up on the website, too. Make sure you go to hoodhype.com and check all the show notes and shit for the show, and we'll have the links to these out there.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
What's up with Scratch Magazine, dude?
Wait. Hold on. I want to tell
you. Oh, no.
Any other indie artists, man, if you want us to announce your CDs dropping and shit, I mean, other than when we spin your track, but if you got a new CD coming out or if you're doing something big...
We'll be more than happy to announce that on our show, man.
Yes.
For real. We'll get it out there. Give us the website where people can cop it, and we'll put that out there for you.
Very good. Very good.
Definitely.
What were you talking about?
Fucking Scratch, dog. It's too bad, man. I like that magazine.
It's a great magazine. Yeah, and this last episode or this last issue is excellent, Curtis? Man. Yes.
Curtis
and
Timbo.
He has some good shit to say. Curtis, I gotta say, in this interview, I don't know who did the transcribing, but he sounded uneducated.
Curtis, they made him sound dumb.
Yeah, he usually sound. I mean, what you've seen his interviews. I mean, he's a really intelligent dude.
Yeah, Curtis is a smart guy.
They made him seem kind of dumb.
Did they? I mean, like what? Well, I mean, he was just talking on some just ignorant shit. Or
yeah,
what?
He just seems like he seemed more ignorant than usual.
He said than usual.
I mean, not usual, but you know what I mean. More ignorant than he. Goddamn motherfucker! He just sounded ignorant.
Oh, stand still. There you go.
God, man, I can't say it right. Inarticulate.
They might have caught him on a drunk day.
Maybe.
Look, you catch me drunk enough, I'll sound like a fucking asshole.
Tim was a fucking asshole. I'll give that.
Tim is an asshole.
He was an asshole because, I mean, he's all about putting pop and hip-hop together and pulling more. I don't know, man. He takes credit for everything that what's his name? Nate Dangerhands or whatever.
He's trying to steal credit?
Oh, man, he was like, I taught him everything he knows. He came in, he didn't know nothing. He said this straight out in the fucking article.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Are they not cool no more?
No, man, they're cool. He just said he taught him everything he knows.
Hmm.
I don't know. They had a great article, though. They had a great article on MP3 pirating.
Yeah.
It wasn't much different than anybody else knows, but they were really getting in depth on how the shit leaks out. And
oh, they're talking about how... Is it engineers that be doing that junk?
They were interviewing Slim Thug, and he was like, man, I'll be in the studio, and I'll see an engineer just moving shit. And he won't know what he's doing. He's like, man, he'll be a computer whiz. He's moving shit around. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, because it's easy to play off, man. You could be in there recording and be like, oh, I need to copy these sound files into the thing real quick. Make sure this is going to work right. He's taking all your WAV files and just dragging shit.
Exactly.
That's garbage, man. I wonder how much engineers be getting paid for doing that shit, too.
Well, they were making it seem like the biggest leak is the distribution, when they actually go to press the CDs.
Okay.
Because they'll go press them like 2 weeks in advance.
Yep.
And they were saying that's where the big stuff was. But it was funny to hear him talking about like these old things. Like they were talking about IRC and all this stuff, how it's all big. And I'm like, man, that shit was like 8 years ago. When
yeah,
that
last time I was on there, it wasn't popping like it used to be. No, you remember, man, back in the day, boy.
That was a place to go.
Yeah. I mean, listen, but now to us, like, we fucking incriminating ourselves.
Fuck. There's blogs out there, though, dude. There's blogs now. Like,
yeah, how did they get away with that? You got blogs where they post up nothing but whole albums every week.
TBO Hip Hop.
Dude, you shot them out.
I can't help it. Fuck them. I don't care. That's what you get for being illegal, you motherfuckers.
But yeah, man. So Scratch Magazine is no longer, man. It was good publication.
Fuck you, Harris Publication, for killing it.
Yeah, man. I don't get that one. Maybe enough people wasn't peeping it, but
they've never lacked in content. But that's sad. That's sad.
It is.
I'm wondering if I'm gonna get a free subscription to King or some shit out of it.
That's what you need to transfer it to, dog. King got that fire.
Shit, I got 4 issues of the fucking thing.
Of Scratch, that's it. Oh, yeah, you got 8 left then. I called him up immediately.
Send me some ass, please.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Fuck off. Yeah, we got some Gina 6 shit to talk about, too. It ain't over with, man. I thought, you know what I'm saying, Michael Bell got bailed out. We seen, like, every show, man, we touch on it. Something keeps occurring with this case, man.
Yeah.
It's still going on, man. Still going on. So we're going to touch on that when we get back, man. About to hit y'all with Pugs Adams real quick, man. This track is called Black Boy.
Shit is crazy.
Yeah, man. This joint right here is sick, baby.
Public service announcement. Black boy, black boy. Due to popular belief, black boy, people do rap about other things. And this is a prime example. Black boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't want to hear the sound.
Don't shoot him up. Don't give him drugs. What's your song?
It go black boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound.
You ain't gon' get the girl, ain't gon' get the gold. It don't sound like killer to me.
I ain't no pimp, I ain't no player, I ain't no punk, I ain't no hit, I ain't no chump, I ain't no gump, I'm just me. And I'm looking around the table and we getting soul fables about how this music should be.
I'm not a hood, I'm not the crook, I took the second look. Wouldn't hear me, so we changed, started cracking the books. Told him, it's kind of straight, but yo, it's all about looks. I told him, well, it's kind of fake, but yo, it's all I could took.
I mean, wait.
I took a sec to get straight
with my mind and my space and my time and my place.
They told me, 6 minutes, 6 minutes, you're on. I hit the club with my Nicky Bugs, picture, we gone.
I told him, I'm not a killer, not a rapist, not a drug dealer, I'm much bigger. I love my culture, so I love niggas. Yeah, cause niggas is me. I don't talk it if I don't live it, be the realest can be.
Black boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound.
You ain't gon' shoot him up, ain't gon' give him drugs. What's your song gon' be?
It go black boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound.
You ain't gon' get the girl, ain't gon' get the gold. Don't sound like killer to me.
I ain't in love with no stripper, and you can keep your laughing tap. Corporate suits getting richer, and steady laughing at me. My people hip hop and our culture. Love we gang bang, sell coke like we Sosa. I'm trying to change things, but see it like Nostra. Divish, reverse the nonsense, and spread conscience.
Well, I'ma go get her.
Hold up, you're not yet.
But I can go get them. Slow up, I'm just playing. You see the things that we speak and say. We all the things the kids, they believe today. What's happening? I'm not the king, not to say I would. I'm just rapping, and I ain't balling. Not to say I couldn't.
It will happen.
So just watch, cause my clock says it's time to get paid. And my block is a spot where the cops do raid. That street props, cause I'm not afraid. But what they gotta do with what we gotta say. Black boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound.
Ain't gon' shoot him up, ain't gon' give him drugs. What's your song gon' be?
It go black boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I gon' move the
money. That's how we do.
I gon' change some things. And
that's,
we gon'
change
some things, you know. For sure, you know. Okay, you know. I tell
boy.
Yeah. The
they got the black boy.
Yeah. Black boy. JP on the boys.
Black boy, turn that ish down. You know
that America don't wanna hear the sound. That's that shit right there, dog. That's that classic Master Ace joint, man. What y'all know about that, man?
Man, and I was just saying what we were just listening to. I was like, man, that sounds like a high tech joint.
Yeah,
high tech did produce a fucking track.
For real, straight up. Oh wow.
I was like, that bass sounds like high tech.
Yes, and then that, and then them snapping little snares and shit he be using. You should be killing them, man. High tech is a fucking beast.
We need to talk to that dude.
Definitely, man. But yeah, man, back to the Gina 6 shit, man. Should the world keep turning with that fucking case, man? Michael Bell back in jail now, man. Unbelievable. Some type of technicality. The judge stuck it to him again.
Oh, you know what it was? I think he violated probation or some shit like that. Or he violated... Fuck, what was it?
Probation for what?
For previous shit that he... I guess he like got in previous shit before all this.
Yeah, because he had a little... criminal record before that. So
don't play it down, man. He's fucking evil. He was gonna go on a murder spree.
That's why I've been seeing him referenced as Michael Bell's a thug. He's a hoodlum.
16 man, years old here, football man. Player. If you're a football player and you're getting good grades in school, right? At least above a C.
Yeah.
Man, he's a fucking thug.
A hoodlum.
Yeah. Ooh.
So now they got him back in jail, and now they making his family they have to pay by the day or some shit for his stay on top of that. So that shit adding up, man. I was listening to fucking Tom Joyner the other morning, and Al Sharpton, and they was talking about they was going to go ahead and pay whatever the fuck they had to pay and was going to keep riding or whatever. But the thing is, man, how are you going to let the same judge, the one that sentenced him to originally, what was it, 20 years?
Yeah.
And as an adult, they let that same judge handle the juvenile case.
But how does he sit there and say, all right, we're going to force you back into jail. Oh, and we're going to force you to fucking pay for it. How does that even work?
That's a different world down there, dude. Work. A different fucking world, I'm telling you. That shit would not happen up here, yo. I'm telling you right now, though. Me, you, Fro, we could go walk the street right now and just beat up on some fucking lame, stomp the shit out of them. We wouldn't be going through none of this.
Mm-mm.
We'd be doing, well, I think I'd probably get, 6 months probation.
I'd probably get, like,
fine.
They probably slap, they say, hey, you're fine.
Except they'd be like, he asked for it, right? Or you could go to court and be like, I didn't know I couldn't do that. And they go ahead and let you go.
We'll just ignore that you had that flask in the passenger seat.
But seriously, though, man, down south, man, different world, man.
Fuck that.
Seriously, I was thinking about moving to Atlanta, man. Like,
didn't you say your brother?
My brother down that way, yeah. But, I know Atlanta way different than fucking Gina, Louisiana. But still, man, it's like.
Did you say he was getting run out? He was getting fucked.
He just had problems in his neighborhood, man.
Man, that's fucked.
And they like he in the burbs. He lived like, you know, fucking about 20 minutes from downtown. And he do construction work. So he had his big construction truck that he drive home from work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another dude in the neighborhood that does similar work. Got the work truck that's bigger than my brother's. But for whatever reason, they ticketed my brother when he brought his truck home because the neighbor complained.
Gee.
And he got 3 tickets, though. The last one, though, was $500.
No shit. For parking in the street?
For parking in the street.
Wow.
But the old dude across the street parks his big-ass truck out there every day.
He's probably a bad guy, too, though.
Nope. Negative.
Never a ticket.
Nothing.
That's bullshit, man.
So he moved, though. He had to fucking sell his house and move because of that bullshit. That's why I was like, you know what, bro? I'm good. I'll stay up here where it's cold. And where the white people might feel that way, but they don't say it.
Oh,
where it's, you know what I'm saying? It's that undercover shit.
Undercover.
Because, you know, yeah, man, I can't deal with that shit, dog. I can't deal with it.
You know what? That actually brings up something in my head because being a white guy, mm-hmm. which I am.
No doubt.
you know what I hear is when you never hear this, and I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but for some reason, racist motherfuckers think it's okay to open up and start making racial slurs about black people to me or tell racist jokes to me.
Oh, you finally had that experience now?
Oh, finally, dude. I've been having that for a long time. Where people be like...
Oh, Jim, I was talking about your neighborhood, and you were saying people, where you at?
Oh, no. You know what? Nobody's... I don't think...
Still ain't like that? Me.
No, because the only people I know in my neighborhood know what I do, and
okay.
know, they don't fuck with that shit. So if they think it, they ain't saying it to me. But
you,
I've had
You
times
had something recently, though?
Let me think. No, I don't think so.
Nah.
I was just thinking about it the other day that, you know, it's like, what the fuck, man? What makes you think you should be able, just because we're the same color, you're all right to fucking tell me this shit? What, am I supposed to laugh? That's, and then I'm an asshole.
That was everybody, though, man.
I'm an asshole for not laughing. They'd be like, hey, man, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh.
People would never know until they run it by you, dog. You know what I'm saying? And then,
but who the fuck, what makes you think you should be feeling free about that, especially if you don't know me?
Yeah, nah, that's some shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would, you know. If some dude, let's say there's some cat I work with and don't really know that well, we don't hang out,
mm-hmm.
and he feel comfortable getting into some racial shit with me, yeah, that's different.
And what's weird is it's different if you flip it for white people. I don't think there's the negative shit attached to it. If some black dude come up to you and was like, "Hey, the fucking crackers. Did you hear the joke about the cracker that fucking ate fucking salmon?"
You know what I mean? That's the other thing too, though. You know what's different between black? Yeah, we don't tell jokes like that. Like, our really? White people be like, "Steve, come here. I've got a great joke. I heard this one the other day at the
really?
Country
There's
club.
No white
let
jokes?
Me tell you." No, we got jokes, but we don't. They don't. We don't even deliver them
come
in
on,
that
let's
same
hear,
way.
Let's hear your best shit.
I ain't got none. But let me think of one. Let me play a song real quick.
All right, man.
I
all
might
right,
be able
all right.
To
I'm
come
sorry.
Back with something. And speaking of racial shit, yo, I was watching HBO stand up, y'all, and the that white dude, what's his name, Jim Norton.
Jim Norton, yeah,
crazy motherfucker. He has some crazy jokes. I'm gonna get into it when I get back because I halfway don't know how I feel about some of the shit he said. We gonna get into it. I'm about to slow it down real quick though, man. This is Juice is called "Kill for You." This track yeah. right here. Different as hell, man.
It's R&B.
R&B. That's gonna take you back to that 90s. That yes, soulful shit, man. Check it out. Hood Hype, baby. Episode 54.
Girl, I've been contemplating patiently. You're waiting for your love to rub me, hug me, touch me, squeeze me, tease me, please me, running out of breath to try to say just what you mean to me. If I could take this pain and turn it back to rain, the same that hits your window pane when we made love in early spring. Time and time over again, baby. I stopped loving my crew exclusively. Love you to see if love was true, but all you do is make a fool of every single thing I try to do for you. Cause you don't even and you don't even trust me. Then how can I live for you? Girl, I would kill for you. If you don't even love me and you don't even trust me, then how can I live for you? Girl, I would kill for you. I call you on the phone hoping you're home alone to see if we can bond, but you're not even there. Sometimes I wonder if you give a damn it's me, or do you wish it was him? Yeah, nobody else but you could hurt me like you do. You make me feel so true. That's why I love you still, and I guess I always will. Cause you don't even love me, and you don't even trust me. Across the seven seas so you could breathe, even if it meant the death of J.U.I.C. me, yeah. I'm like that dude from Saw. I cut my whole arm off, crawl on my hands and knees before I rest in peace, to look you in your eyes before I die and tell you that I'm sorry. Cause you don't even love me and you don't even trust me.
Yeah.
yes, yes. Oh,
Jesus. Sorry. Don't hit him with the R, man. No, sorry, man. That's some soulful shit right there, though, man. Shout out to homeboy Juice, man. That shit, feeling it. That shit took me back.
Sorry
about
that.
What the fuck is that?
I always got to fuck with this fucking. Oh, what's going on there? That's my.
Yeah,
what you got? Nothing, man. Okay. What you got going on, man? What's up?
I knew I heard something, man. I'm like, am I going crazy out this bitch? Juice coming out of Albany, Georgia. Shout out to the South, where the racist ones live. But, yeah, man. Speaking of racism, your boy Jim Norton.
Man, what the fuck, man? Why is he going to be my boy?
Yeah, that's just a common term, man.
Your
just
boy.
Just a phrase.
Your boy.
This dude on HBO, man, he's on the Iman shit, man. I disagree with some of the shit he said, where he brought out what Iman said, but then referenced like Snoop and some other shit. Yo, Snoop shit, however, it may have sounded ignorant to the most, but what he said made a lot of fucking sense, man.
What's that?
No, when he said that, when he says the word hoe, he's not talking about females that's going to college doing something with their life.
Yeah.
He's talking about no good bitches in the hood that ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's accurate. But Jim Norton want to make that shit and kind of fucking make light of it. You know?
Yeah, but dude, the way he spun it, man,
that shit pissed me off.
At the same time, he was talking about, man, and we should be getting paid by HBO by how much we talk about their fucking programming.
They got the best shit, though.
But the way he was talking about Ann Coulter pulling her head over the side of the fucking bed.
Yeah, he's a graphic dude, man. He's talking about skull fucking her or some shit.
He was like tears gumming up her forehead.
Yeah, man. He's a...
That shit, he was hating on everybody equally, though.
He said the black shit he said about Kool-Aid, that shit was hilarious. I can't remember the context of the joke, but that shit was funny as hell. I had to laugh.
That shit, I don't know, man. I mean, how...
He might be the nastiest dude I ever listened to, though.
He just doesn't give a shit. I think he just clearly doesn't... I mean, he's obviously a recovering addict of something. Drugs, alcohol,
He said
everything.
He's a scumbag. He looked like a lesbian, like he a is. Dyke.
Oh, and for those who don't know, he was the asshole in Lucky Louie who was always in his bathroom.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Y'all urban folks, I'm not sure how many of y'all up on Lucky Louie. It's a white show, but the shit is hilarious, dude. I'll tell you, fuck it. I don't care, dog. Comedy's comedy, dude. I don't care if it's white, black, Hispanic, whatever. If you funny, I'll fucking watch it.
Hell yeah.
So, enough of the HBO fucking plugs, man. A couple other shout-outs to blend in. Big shout out to Angelica from Naive London Girl Podcast.
You know you went there.
Don't go to the website, though. You go to that site.
If you're male.
Big penis all on your page. This is a penis page, man. It's a sex podcast, man. So, hey, if you into the kinky shit or want to listen to their take on sexual acts.
Those UK people are weird, too, man.
They be open about it, man. They be sipping tea and just talk about penis and vagina.
These are good finger sandwiches. I think I'm going to play with the clitoris after lunch. After tea.
Oh, you ain't never lie, man. Yo, they is open than a motherfucker over there, man. But big shout out to them. They supported us, voted for us. Jay Rizzo, big shout out to him, man. Dude hit us up and said he went back and listened to all the shows and he was feeling the shit. So
I love that.
Much love there. And shout out to Three Face. So,
and I don't remember what that was for, but me neither. Shout out to you. Shout to you.
We put you down on the list, buddy. Don't know why, but we put you down. That's what's up, man. Fucking
Here's some more music, man. Fuck it.
Are you ready to jump in already?
I want some energy, man. Yeah. I feel bad.
Juice
had a fire track, but now I'm like,
them R&B tracks, yeah. Sometimes, man, they.
I want to go home and hang out with my girl and fucking.
He said hang out.
I want to drink apple juice with her.
Wow. Silly bastard, man. Let's go ahead and check out Conflict, man. This track is called The Beginning. This shit right here is killing them, baby.
This shit right here?
Y'all can't fuck with me. I wear that frame of mind on my face like buck 50s. Prove it every time I bust 16. It's the bona fide world, bro, who flow with a sick lean. I'm 20-something now, can't afford to fuck around. I barely hear myself thinking when my stomach growls, so I put it down. Chose rap as employment, piercing tracks with darts while biters extract the poison. I destroy men like drug addiction. And seeing me, that can't be done like trusting women. I'm disgusting with it. All I do is blaze tracks, puff splits, fuck bitches
bitches and conduct my business. Cause let's be for real now, who doesn't want the riches? The tricks to be for real, don't come frontin' with this. Cause I lift that skirt up like a gust of wind. And if you ain't know by now, listen up my friends. It's the E.L's, all American, Staten representative, my block shot well. I rhyme from sunrise to the blonde bombshell. Knock you upside your head, leave that knot swell. My props well deserved, but all I keep being told is wait my turn. Play the side and observe. So yo, if I gotta play the L for a few, all you doing is delaying the inevitable. And that's the start of your motherfucking ending. Come on, playboy, let's quit this pretending. I'm the one kids test to measure their skills. This must mean I be the definition of ill. And yo, I just do me, so whatever I feel, got you scared to get open like Con Edison bills. I'm the litmus for those not repping the rail. When I run through these bars, guard your chest and your grill, cause I'm bound to hurt something. I'll slap the shit out you and leave my fingerprints on your third cousin. I want my word buzzing in the schoolyard, banging in the street. I'm slick like a pool shark dictating over beats. Coming from the burbs, now I bring it to the streets. And ain't a thing you can say to me. You fretting like you don't love it, but you don't want it. And there's nothing but hate in your eyes for me. Did you get the point yet?
No? No?
Alright, let's go. My life is a blunt to the head. Hustle for ends, struggle for my next bite. Life hugging the ledge. Punks pop junk, I ain't fucking with them. I don't care that you rhyme, spit that junk to your friends. Man, I'm focused on these bundles of bread, yet to fill my pockets, so you don't get responses. I spill my conscience, kick the truth while I kill the nonsense. And hopefully this shit'll make me $1 million. If not, regardless, I'll still be doing me in the blue and three. Burning trees while I cruise the street, chasing nothing in particular. One to getting in the back with a full clip to spit at ya. Fuck asking, we blasting our way through the door. Son, everything I'm bringing to the table is law. So when the beat drops in, beat the crap MC. Get deep and rip the roots out your family tree. It's like...
Sir, yes, sir. Conflict right there. Man. Uh-huh. We got some good music this show, man.
This is a good show.
Straight up, okay. Man. Playing that real shit.
You gonna look this way, dude?
Nah, man. Negative. Negative. But yeah, man. Fucking that bitch is back in the news again, man. Fucking Superhead, bro.
Yeah.
She back at it. Was on Jamie Foxx's show. Yo, if you haven't heard it, you fucking need to. That it's shit is crazy as hell. What's happening?
You don't want to look at this.
Nah, dude. That shit fucking me up.
I told you you wouldn't want to.
But no, I will, but not right now.
I know, man. I'm just fucking with. Look, I'll edit it out. Look at.
But yeah, man. Fucking, she was on Foxhole, which is Jamie Foxx's show. Is that on XM or Sirius?
Sirius, man. We never listened to it, but yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, I forget what day that shit come on, but wow. That bitch is. How is she still breathing? I'm surprised ain't no one killed her yet, dude. I mean, seriously. I mean, she out here putting motherfuckers on blast.
Well, she was being fake, though, wasn't she? I mean, because when she was on Detroit Radio, we talked about that last episode when she was on Detroit Radio.
Mr. Chase and Foolish called her ass out.
Yeah.
I mean, she got it cracking with them. They called her Superhead, and she set them straight real quick. Yeah, had a little bitch fit right in the beginning.
Right.
Jamie Foxx, they greeted her the exact same way.
Worse.
They was like, what's up, Superhead?
They chanted it. They were like, Superhead.
They chanted it. And she was like, she like giggled, was like, you know, I don't like being called that. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Totally different reaction, man. So she all about status, man. That's all that bitch is about, man.
Fucking
flat out. Some cats from the D, she have a fit. A nigga like Fox, she don't say shit. Fuck that bitch, man. And then she on there putting dudes out, man, talking about Shaq. Said Shaq had a little dick. I'm like, wow. I mean, yo, this bitch is. Man, she just fucking just ruined them cats, man. Going out here just putting dudes on blast. She said Big Tigger was gay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't she say he was trying to get another dude in or some shit?
Yeah. She said Puffy got gay tendencies. She said Fonsworth Bentley was walking around the house in his underwear. And she just said the whole vibe.
You think she's telling the truth? You think she's bullshit?
I don't know. That's the thing, man. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell, but she be fucking slanderous, dog. That's what Fox asked her. He's like, you ain't got no bodyguards? He's like,
she's probably got money on her head right now.
Hey, see it, man. I mean, cats gotta want to get at her, man, just to shut her the fuck up. But And that fuck, I was having this conversation the other day with Snoop Easy, man. Just yesterday, we was talking, and he said, "You think if some dude came out here the same way that she's doing it, would he get the same type of
publicity?" No, man, because he's.
And I said, "No, I don't think so either. I think
he's treating women as an object."
Yeah, they probably see him as, "Oh, he's wow, he's degrading women." All this shit,
sexist pig.
Yeah, and no one cares about what this bitch is doing. She running wild.
To me, though, I mean, for me personally, I roll my eyes anytime I hear about her. I don't know much about her because I don't give a fuck about her because she ain't nothing but a video whore.
Yeah. That's all she is. And she kept referencing that, too. She's like, "I got paid for everything I did."
Yeah, exactly.
This and this.
Yes, you did.
And Fox and them got some co-host, lady co-host, and her and that girl got into it. And Superhead, she was like, "Bitch, I'll fucking buy you." And she's like, "I'll purchase your ass and all this shit." And I'm just like, man, fuck her, man. Flat out. But then in the same sentence, she'll be like, "I'm a role model."
She didn't say that.
Yes. She said her book was...
I just watched a video of her sucking a dude off, dude.
Oh, Mr. She was Marcus. Like, wow, yeah, wow, man. She was cock like, goblin bitch. Hell yeah, man.
She's a hooker, man.
Straight
fuck
up
that.
Whore, man.
Hooker.
Speaking of Shaq, man, wow, his wifey.
What about
went to the bank, cleaned him out for what, $9 million?
I heard about that shit.
Heck, see, fuck, $9 million to Shaq is probably like...
She moved that shit offshore?
I don't know what she did, man. But I just heard she went, took the money, and took off. So
hooker. Fuck that bitch.
Heck yeah.
Filthy piece of shit.
Superhead ruining marriages, ruining shit.
Is that why she left him? Is that what the speculation is?
I'm not sure. I just know that, Shaq got some other chick pregnant. So that's a whole nother issue, man. Cat's doing too much nowadays. Too damn much, man. And speaking of another dude that's doing too damn much and then got caught, your boy Oscar. But I'm gonna save that though. I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna come back to Oscar, man, because that shit, wow, gay, big gay.
Yes,
big gay. Go ahead and play my man Key Me. This track is called Trust Fund Baby. It's hilarious. Listen to this shit.
Can I have $1,000,000, please? I'm gonna get the new Bentley.
Frisk, what up?
Why not? Paris has one. Nicki Richie has one. I hate you, daddy. I'm telling mommy. Mommy!
Damn, trust fund babies. Trust fund babies. Staggering out the club, all drunk and crazy. Party all night and you sleep all day. But you never did a week of work, you all play. Damn, trust fund babies. Munching on the yacht, sipping on champagne. Talking about that's hot. Damn, trust fund babies. Damn right, I'm complaining. Posing for the paparazzi. How the hell you get famous, huh? Believe you me, I'm blaming on TV. Cause every time it's turn to E, man, that's all you ever see. Damn, trust fund babies. High on the road, another DUI, driving with their eyes closed. Damn, trust fund babies, they dying to act hard. Shoving coke up their nose off a daddy black card. But you don't know the hood, you never seen the hood. You never be hood, your best to be good. Damn, trust fund baby, daddy's little disgrace. Personally, I wasn't mad when I seen a sex tape. Damn, underage drinkers, underage thinkers. And y'all take the bait, man, hook, line, and sinker. Damn, trust fund baby, got daddy's scared to pass. Cause if he go with business, you'll be spending all the cash. Damn, trust fund babies never seek for knowledge. You can buy the whole campus, never step foot in college. Damn, trust fund babies laughing at the average, pouting, beg to live lavish, trying to keep up with Paris. But this ain't critique of all of y'all, it's just a sum live. The ones in the dumb shit ain't as smart as Trump kids. They follow Donald, pick his brain for jewels. But you just run to Harry Winston trying to pick up jewels. Damn, trust fund babies, trust fund babies. I don't care if you're not a fan of mine, fuck you, hate me. Hello, daddy, I'm gonna need liposuction and I'm gonna have to get my nails done, my nose done, my eyes done. Gonna need my thighs shaved, my vagina tightened, my breasts lifted, and I wanna take singing and dancing lessons because let's face it, I'm way prettier than that Britney Spears. She's to be poor for God's sake. I'm just having water, I'm fine. And I think I'm gonna be in rehab this weekend, so if you could just give me the credit card and we could be okay, daddy? Love you, ciao.
I've never heard a black dude say ciao.
He said ciao, and he said it well. Oh, man. Key Me, man. Big shout out for that track. Yo, that junk right there, hilarious.
Oh, my God. He don't have a website either, man.
Nah,
why
man.
Don't you have a website, man?
Get at us, man, so we can put that up in the notes, man.
Yeah, straight out of New York.
For real. That shit was, he said ciao.
Speaking of trust fund babies, it has nothing to do with trust fund babies, but let's talk about Oscar.
Oscar's gay, man. Yeah. Yo, if y'all ain't seen the pics, this dude got caught up, man. Y'all wonder what's gonna happen with him. Speaking of cats getting fucked up in their marriages, because you know that bitch was from he was in, what was it, Atlantic City, I think
Scores.
It was, and went to Scores,
yeah,
and yeah. left there with one of the Scores chicks, and then I'm not sure where the fuck, which hotel they went to, whatever. But this dude fucking around with this broad, and then going get into some panties and fishnets,
and wow, spike heels,
and spike heels, and take pictures,
yeah.
With your take pictures with your legs wide open with your balls.
Oh Jesus!
Your balls,
you
know, sitting
if,
there.
If you were paying that close attention, man, you got something wrong with you.
No, that's one of the worst picks. I ain't got nothing wrong with me.
I did not see that one. Something wrong.
For real,
I did
you
not
probably
see
didn't
one.
See the first picks. Fro sent that shit. The first link, I was like, oh man, oh man. And he's trying to say it's Photoshop. Oscar, stop it. Ain't no one Photoshop that shit, dude.
I thought it was a Photoshop job at first, but then after looking at it, it was like,
nah, man. Nah. If somebody Photoshopped that, then they should be fucking
award
making $200,000 a year or some shit.
That's some award winning shit right there, dude.
It is. Talking about he gonna sue. You ain't suing shit. You just mad because you got caught up, first of all, cheating, and then you got caught up looking gay. You got double fucked over, man. Fuck you. Fucking Oscar. It yeah, couldn't have happened to a bigger asshole.
Well, man, you know what though, I was thinking that it was gonna be that it was like leaked by Floyd or something. I thought it was some Photoshop job by Floyd, because the way I was looking at it was Floyd is on Dancing with the Stars, Mayweather.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, the only thing to keep it even is to put Oscar out there in fishnets, and now that shit's like, that what Floyd's sense. Doing don't look so bad anymore. Speaking of him, he's got to fight Jimmy Hatton coming up, doesn't he?
Ricky, yeah.
Ricky
going to be getting it on December 8th, man.
Yeah.
And Floyd doing his thing on Dance with the Stars. Yeah, I watch it. I'm not ashamed because there's much ass on Dancing with the Stars. Mel B, for one.
Oh, my God.
Thick,
dude, that shit
ass.
Is crazy.
Former Spice Girl. And the Spice Girl sucked, but man, oh, man. AIDS done her right, and babies did her right, because Jesus, wow. It's something to see.
Fucked up shit is she wears the fucking nylon shit when she's practicing and shit.
Yeah.
Smarten Up Nas has been posting like fucking candid photos. I'm like, dude, you're the shit.
Heck's keep posting. Yeah. And then fucking shit, even Floyd, man, the chick, he be dancing with the Russian chick. She mm-hmm. thick as shit too.
He's
every
fucking
girl.
Her.
Oh yeah, he banging
he's
that.
Fucking
he's banging that out. Go ahead, little Floyd, do your fucking thing. I'm not mad at you. Do what you do.
Overseas sluts.
I see. And then there's a couple of the other dancer chicks. I don't even know their names, but they just, man, oh man. But yeah, Floyd's still on there, man. He ain't been eliminated yet. He ain't doing as good as I thought he would, but he doing his thing on there, man.
Fuck that.
And
fucking
shit.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, you know you watch too. Bullshit. You watched a couple.
I watch because my girl watches it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I believe that. Get the fuck out of here, man. Let's go ahead and close it out, man. Last track, my man Black Bill.
Oh yes.
Yeah, this shit right here called Hard Times.
Gray Georgia.
Shit is killing them. Georgia stand up. This some real Georgia music, man.
Oh yeah.
For real. Cause some of the shit they've been putting out, like your boy Soulja Boy.
Got the CD right here.
This shit's fire though. Episode 54.
Man, I ain't forget about it. You know I'm a lookout. I'm a ride for you. I be thinking about my homies in the little niggas. Ain't nobody boxing while the niggas pulling triggers. Smoked out on that perk body full of liquor. Preacher think you pimping. Don't ever look at scriptures. Tell my niggas don't be fucking round with cocaine. Came belly 13 when we hit the dope game. We used to buy Nick, burn it to the roach, man. And now we hustle, so we gotta buy the whole thing. My niggas claim assists, game banging this. Been pulling knives out, the niggas aiming ticks. My homie Chubby died in that Central City mall. I looked his brother in the eyes, man, that shit was hard. We in the village pouring liquor on the bridge. A real gangster party smoking in his mama's yard. Niggas playing, but I'm only trying to play my part. And I don't go to church, but I still pray to God. Yeah, we make it through them hard times we going through. My mama make it through them hard times we going through. My daddy make it through them hard times we going through. My brothers, sisters, cousins, nieces, and my nephews. My family make it through them hard times we going through. My friends make it through them hard times we going through. On the south, north, east, and the dub too. I hope you make it through them hard times we going through.
I see these young girls growing up quick as shit. Shit, that literally talking about she getting dick. Having babies at an early age or even worse. As I die slow, screaming that she need a nurse. Now she gone, mama screaming that she need a hearse. It hit my people first, this where the evil lurks. Understand what I'm seeing in the neighborhood. Poor cops and robbers, niggas running from them pepper guns. Still trying to see us in the pen on some slave shit. Off in jail, man, that shit look like the slave shit. George Bush don't give a fuck, cause he paid, bitch. It's for the love of money, we on the same shit. He on a boat, we the niggas that be selling dope. Yeah, do his dirty work, but they never let us go. No, he wanna see us on our knees and be yelling broke. So it's to my niggas, man, I had to let us know. I hope we make it through the hard times we going through. My mama make it through the hard times we going through. My daddy make it through the hard times we going through. My brother, sister, cousin, nieces, and my nephews. My family make it through the hard times we going through. My friends make it through the hard times we going through. On the south, north, east, and the dub too. I hope we make it through the hard times we going through.
Yeah. It's hard times, man. Remember Black said, keep your head up. At the end of the day, man, I'm still here for you. Y'all man. Niggas need somebody to call on, call me.
That shit right there. Woo! Man, man oh man, though. That beat, fucking straight flame, baby.
I doubt.
Straight flame, man. Georgia, man, take a lesson. Make some more shit like that. Not like you.
You. Soulja Boy, tell him. Soulja Boy, tell him.
And the fucking the results came back, man. Soulja Boy move. Just a little over 100,000. That ain't dick. That ain't when you dick. Got cats making, you know, selling 800 and 600 yep. like Kanye and 50, garbage, dog. Now, I know he probably getting paid crazy off the ringtones, but then go ahead and be a man and admit. Well, he ain't a man. He's a kid. But go ahead and admit, though, what you are. You a ringtone rapper, dude.
Mr. Kyla Park is saying he's a fucking genius.
Genius. No, genius. He was clever the way he got on. Can't knock that. And clever. I won't knock. Accident. I won't knock nobody for getting money. You know, we all got to make a living. So, you know, I'm happy this young dude is getting paid. I just wish he wasn't getting paid with the bullshit that we are forced to listen to. I mean, seriously, dude, I can't get in a fucking car, turn on the TV without it. And despite all those fucking spins, 100,000 records. All that airplay, you're force fed, shove it down your throat, and it still don't sell.
Yep. It's sweeping the nation, which makes you wonder, how's it even getting number one on Billboard and shit? How is that the number one request?
You and Mr. Conspiracy Theory.
Fuck, man. I still think that the label is paying off the huge radio conglomerates. That's how I feel about it.
And what, you know, what J-Mac is referring to, he did some research, started digging. And found out if you go back far enough, it's like Interscope is owned by Vivendi.
Universal.
Which is owned by Vivendi. And then the radio stations, the biggest operator does business with Vivendi. Like
gaming. Who was it now?
MTV is tied into it too somehow.
Yeah. It's a Viacom
and Vivendi fuck with each other.
Yeah. And so it's like if they're fucking with each other on the video game level, who's paying who? To spin Soulja Boy for, and you even said it a couple of times where you you were helping promote you guys' local group Mid Mob section here, uh-huh. They were saying, dude, I gotta play these four tracks at least every hour.
Yeah,
at least every hour. Who the fuck makes that rule?
Yeah, that's the thing. That word, I have to. That was like he had no choice. And, this dude run the station and said, I have to play these songs. I'm like, damn, it's like that.
And that's showing my ignorance, too, with the radio station thing. Maybe there's more legal shit behind it that we don't know about. But
maybe so, man. But
man, for every hour? I mean, who's paying who?
But record industries, man. Notice, y'all force fed us and people still said, fuck you. We're not buying that fucking album. They might get the ringtone. Which, speaking of ringtone shit, remember Busta Rhymes clip, the one you posted?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was hilarious, dude. He put it in perspective, man, and really, I never even looked at it that way, but the shit makes a lot of sense. Busta Rhymes was like, yo, you can go to iTunes right now and get my fucking single, any of my songs for 99 cents. He said, my ringtone is $4. And he said, where's the fucking cents in that? He's like, you paying fucking $4 for 20 seconds. It's not even a song. 20 seconds, and they usually chop the beginning of the hook. That's why you're getting. You're getting part of the hook.
It's true.
For $4. It's nuts. There's something to think about, man. So the industry, man, I hope y'all take notice. If y'all want to sell ringtones, go ahead and sign a million Soulja Boys. Yep. And make that your business. But don't record albums full of that shit, though. Don't do that, man.
Which is what this is right here.
Yeah. How many tracks?
I'd say about 14.
14 tracks of boo-boo. 14 tracks of garbage. Pop I didn't even
in.
Listen to it.
Pop it in. Let's play it. No. I got it right here. Universal sent it to us. And they sent us his new single, which I'm not going to say the name
of. Oh, man.
On, dude. Get out the torch.
Universal, stop it.
I got old school Webstar here, too, man. We could do some chicken noodle soup while we crank it.
Crank it to some chicken noodle soup. Shit, all these songs, man. All these gimmicky shits, man. Get their own little category. Make a new category called ringtones.
Yep.
And sell that shit all online. Do it somewhere else, man.
I'll quit
contaminating the real shit with that garbage.
I'm going to save these three CDs for the next time we get Fro on.
Oh, definitely.
And then we'll do something with them.
And we will be videotaping, too.
We will videotape.
Yes. We're going to have videotaped a little ball bit today. With that shit. Yeah, you did, too.
We're going to wait. We'll wait till we get we'll wait till we get a good Saturday night. We'll fucking put something together.
For sure.
We got to clear it out.
Yeah, man. Let me go through the rundown, man. Got the artist Conflict. Staten Island, New York, man. Had the track called The Beginning. Big shout out to him. Black Bill with Hard Times out of Gray, Georgia. PA, which is Prince Ali. Righteous Scrolls, the track featuring Tragedy Gaddafi out of Toronto. My man Nifty, We Go Dumb, straight out to fucking Sacktown, California. Key Me had the song Trust Fund Babies. That joint was fucking funny as hell. Another New York cat. My man out of Chicago, Illinois, Pugs Adams, had the song called Black Boy. That shit was killing him. And then the R&B joint, man, Juice, Kill For You, out of Albany, Georgia, man.
I can sing just like him, dude.
Sure you can.
I got that talent. I got it. I got it in me. It's in me. Man. It's Fro, in me.
Fro, where you at, baby?
We dude, miss isn't, you he, right isn't here, man. He looking at leaves or something? I'm going to fucking fire on him right now. You looking at leaves? You looking at leaves? You looking at leaves?
Yeah.
Where you at?
Fro went for the ugly duck, man. That girl, the girls will fuck you up. Remember how he said it in the email, too? He tried to downplay it. He's like, y'all gotta go on some fucking bullshit color some bullshit color thing. And I'm like, color thing? North? Yeah, you going fucking looking at leaves.
Dude, you should know better than to talk about shit. Man, we're going to fucking call you
I know he's going to try to get us back.
J Mac, when you talking about you fucked that bitch up and fucking your wife listens to the show.
Oh shit, Fro, we love you, dog. Yeah. Need you back down for episode 55, pimp.
Yeah.
Big shout out to shit everybody else. We done already run through
smoothbeats.com, man.
Big shout out to Smooth Beats,
especially Hip Hop Directory too. Everything, yep.
Definitely, man. That's about it, man. I ain't got nothing left to say. You got any last words, bro?
No, man. Thank everybody for their support with the VH1 shit. Fuck and VH1. Votes. Yep. Fuck VH1 and. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, that's it, man.
All right, y'all. Hoodhype.com, baby. We'll be back at y'all again, man, in a couple of weeks. Holla back.